It's time for a new adventure.
Welcome to Adventures in Business, a podcast dedicated to the voices of today's entrepreneurs. Adventure is not just an action, it's an attitude. We will broaden your horizons and understandings of what it's like to be a working person today, in this moment of time on this planet we call Earth.
Welcome back to the Adventures in Business podcast. This is a podcast based mainly in the mid-Michigan area for local businesses, hustlers, entrepreneurs, and people grinding it out and getting stuff done. And so this is your host, Amy Zander with CD Media, and I'm here with my lovely co-host, Lisa. How you doing?
Amy, I'm doing fantastic. I'm super excited to learn about our guest today.
Yeah. So I met this guest a few months ago at a new networking event that I just happened to pop into, and I met her, and she provides a service that I desperately needed at the time. I needed my eyebrows fixed. And so I don't know, maybe my mid-40s made me kind of obsessed with my eyebrows, and I've been trying all kinds of weird things with my eyebrows, but this person makes me look gorgeous. So today we have Sandy Bauer. So how you doing, Sandy?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Yeah. So I'm gonna start off how Lisa usually does it. I'm just going to say, Sandy, tell us who you are and what you do.
So I'm Sandy Bauer, and I live here in the Lansing area. I do permanent makeup, which is essentially tattooing, but for cosmetics, like for the face. And there's also other areas like scalp micropigmentation or areola restoration, scar camouflaging, but I mainly specialize in microblading, powder brows, nano hair strokes. I also do tattoo lightening, and then I also do henna brows, which is not tattooing, it's more just a tinting of the brows.
Right, yeah, so that's what you did for me. And you did that for me right before I had a photo shoot. So that was amazing. And it was great because if you've never really done anything with your eyebrows and they've always just been the way they are, and then you start messing around with them, sometimes you're like, does this look good? Does it look weird? Do I look like a clown? Like, what's going on with my eyebrows? So you were so good at helping me figure out what I wanted and defining the shape. And so I did the henna brows, which lasted, I'd say, a couple weeks because I was real careful about not scrubbing it off. Yeah. And then another thing you do too is you do like lash lifts and stuff like that too with lashes, right? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. And what one of the things that I learned and didn't know from you was that makeup tattooing, which so some people get like brows, eyeliner, lip color, that kind of thing, it doesn't last forever like some other tattoos, right?
Right, right. Yeah. So with cosmetic tattooing, we don't go as deep into the skin like a body tattoo. We only go right to the top middle layer of the dermis layer of the skin. And so it's meant to fade over time. It's not super permanent like a body tattoo.
Which I think is good news because I think sometimes if you think about, oh, I want permanent tattoo or permanent makeup so I don't have to do all my makeup every morning, but maybe, you know, 20 years from now, that's not the color I want or whatever. So I think that's actually really good news.
Right. So it's nice that it fades over time and, you know, that gives you the chance to maybe change it up years down the road.
Sure.
So Sandy, why did you start doing this? Because I have so many questions. Why you got started? How do you do some of these things? But let's start with what made you decide this is what you wanted to do?
So it's funny because I'm also an esthetician. I got my esthetician license back in 2012 from Douglas J. And I never really did anything with that license. I ended up going to work for MAC Cosmetics right after aesthetic school. And I realized I didn't want to do anything with skincare. I wanted to focus more on makeup. And then I became a mom in 2016. And at the time before that, I was working as a pharmacy tech. And I was also an optician at an optical office. And after I had my son, I realized, okay, I'm going to be a stay-at-home mom. I can't go back to work. And so during that time of being a stay-at-home mom, I kept thinking, okay, I need to find something to do where I can stay at home and just kind of make my own schedule because I couldn't see myself going back to a regular 9-to-5 job. And I stumbled into multi-level marketing, social networking, And through that, somebody in the company had mentioned that they had powder brows done. And that piqued my interest because I've only ever heard of microblading. And I always said that I would never microblade anybody's face. I couldn't see myself cutting into anyone's face. And then when I heard about powder brows, I researched that. And the more I looked into it, I found classes for microblading. And so I ended up taking a microblading class first, which is funny because I said I would never do that. And I did. So I took the class first. And then right after I took the microblading class, I took a powder brows class. And the difference between the two is microblading, you use a blade to create the hair strokes in the brows. And with powder brows, you're using a tattoo machine and a needle to shade the brow and create the brow. And so it's a less invasive technique than microblading is. And so I ended up just taking both the courses, and I figured they kind of go hand in hand. And so I would be able to offer both techniques to everybody. So that's how I got into it. Just kept researching more and more while I was, you know, a stay-at-home mom. I'm like, oh, this is it. I found that I really loved it after I took the class, and I was super passionate about the techniques and offering it. And so I decided, okay, this is what I'm going to do. I'm not going back to my 9-to-5. This is what I was called for. So that's how I fell into it, I guess.
I love it. So do you do tattooed eyeliner as well, or just focusing on the brows?
Yes. So I have trained in eyeliner tattooing, and I will be putting that on my service menu soon here. So probably in July, maybe August. So stay tuned for that.
Awesome. Awesome. So do you have a brick and mortar? Where can people find you at?
So my studio is located on the north side of Lansing, and the building is a little hard to find because it's right on Saginaw, and it's kind of hard to find, but it's on the north side. It's right next to Sky Mint Dispensary, and my lease is actually ending end of July here, and I have a couple places that I'm looking at to relocating my studio. That's something that's going to be coming up too, is I'll be getting ready to move my studio probably to the west side of Lansing or Grand Ledge, depending on which location I decide on.
Well, that's good news for me, coming closer my way.
Oh, yay!
What would be the best way? And of course, we'll put to the best way to contact you in the show notes, but how is the best way that people can get a hold of you?
I can be reached at my Instagram and my Facebook, my social media. It is at Avante Artistry, which is AVANTE Artistry. Or you can also email me at sandybartistry@gmail.com or text me at 517-292-4058.
Excellent. We'll definitely put that information in. What advice would you have for somebody that was going to visit and have some of your services done to, I'm talking for myself out loud here, you're working around my eyes, right? You're working on what is the piece of advice that you could give somebody that might be a little bit anxious about having work done so close to their eyes?
I would say, I mean, it's very, very normal, very common to, you know, have those fears coming into the service. It's totally normal. I would say, you know, come in with an open mind. For someone who is, you know, a little anxious coming into the service, I would say not be nervous. I give, you know, some pre-care instructions and everything prior to the appointment to help you prepare. So I would say come in with an open mind and with questions too, because I will definitely try to answer everything you may have questions about. And most importantly, you know, don't have any caffeine when you come in, because that kind of will make your nerves even stronger. And also that's not good for the service because it'll also cause excess bleeding during the service. So I would say no caffeine. Otherwise, just come in with an open mind and be ready to nap on my table, because a lot of people do take naps during the service, surprisingly.
I was just going to say that. So when you, she has a really nice, comfortable, it's like a bed or a table that you lay on. She puts cushions under your knees and you lay back, and there is a kind of like a bright light on your face. So you want to close your eyes anyway, so she can see what she's doing. And Sandy has such a sweet, calming nature about her anyway. And her studios are super nice and clean, and it's a really nice, she plays good music. So it's actually really relaxing. And granted, like, I was just having my eyebrows tinted, so I wasn't having my actual eyeliner done or anything, but it was really nice. And when my mom was in town, I treated her and brought her in. She'd never had anything done with her eyebrows before, so she really loved that experience. That was super fun for my mom to have that done. Sandy just makes it really comfortable and makes, you know, I mean, even if you do have some anxiety about the procedure, she does everything she can to make you feel better.
Awesome. Awesome. So Sandy, what are some objectives? What are some goals? You're going to start doing the eyeliner, possibly relocating to another location in July, August timeframe. But what would you like to accomplish this year?
This year, some things I want to accomplish. I do, of course, you know, launching the eyeliner service. And then I would also like to start doing scalp micropigmentation and scar camouflaging, areola restoration. So something, you know, going towards like the paramedical area. So that, yeah, pretty much is my goal for this year, is to get into those services and offer around town. Cause I don't, not to my knowledge, I'm not sure if there's a lot of places around town that offer paramedical tattooing.
Right. So talk about the scalp pigmentation. What is that?
So scalp micropigmentation, it's also a tattoo, and it's done with a tattoo machine and needle. And it's pretty much creating hair-like follicles in the scalp for people who have hair thinning, hair loss, like alopecia, or, you know, people who are balding. So that kind of just creates like more density in the scalp to make it look like you have a denser hair. And it just kind of creates like a hairline for people who have hair that's receding or balding or someone with alopecia.
Okay. And then the areola reconstruction would be for people who maybe had breast cancer or things like that, where you're tattooing basically areolas back onto them, right? Is that what that is?
Okay. Correct. Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. What a fabulous service.
Yeah.
What has been one of your most favorite things that you have performed or done on someone?
I initially started with brows, and then I also do lip blushing now. And lip blushing has been my favorite. I really love doing the lip blushing tattoo, and that pretty much is just enhancing the color of the lips or neutralizing hyperpigmentation, darkness on the lips. And a lot of people like myself, the lip line, my border, it's starting to fade. And so this technique is good for people who want to have like a more defined lip line and enhance it. This doesn't, you know, create fullness like lip injections, but it does kind of correct asymmetry and just define the lip line a little more, and also add pigment to lips that are a little pale, or neutralize and lighten up dark hyperpigmentation.
Cool. So how did you practice? You know, way back in the day, my dad used to tell me a story about my aunt who was a nurse. So she would practice giving injections to oranges, you know, just to get that practice. But how did you practice?
So when I practice on latex skin or even fruits. I've practiced on banana skin, orange skin, apple skin, mango skin. And it's funny because between like an orange and an apple, orange skin kind of resembles skin that is a little thicker, more porous, larger pores. And then apple skin resembles more drier, normal skin with less pores, smaller pores. Banana skin, it resembles skin that's a little thicker. So I've practiced on fruits, the latex skin, and that helped me hone my skills.
I love it. That is fantastic. So when you started your own business, right, we always ask people about their advice. What kind of advice did you receive when you told maybe your family or your friends that you were starting your own business?
Some advice I was given was to under-promise and over-deliver. And then another one was to not burn any bridges and to be nice to people on my way up, because I would eventually meet them on my way down too. So pretty much don't burn any bridges. So those are some advice that I was given from friends and family and just learned along the way.
So what advice would you give to somebody who is in the position that you were in a few years ago, where they want to leave their corporate job or 9-to-5 job for either because they're starting a family or they just don't want to do that anymore and they want to start something different? So like you said, you could manage your own schedule.
I would tell them to do it scared, because there's always a lot of fears, you know, taking that leap and doing something on your own, especially for me being used to working under somebody and having that structured set schedule to follow. I was scared a failure, but if I didn't take that leap, I wouldn't be where I'm at now. And I'm still learning and growing at the same time. And there are, you know, stressful times, but I think if I never took the chance and just let my fears rule over my decisions, then I wouldn't be where I'm at now. And I've learned and grown a lot.
Yeah. Do it scared. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. Yeah. And, you know, to be honest, and I think we've touched on this before on the show, but that's not just necessarily when you start out. Sometimes you're doing it scared a lot as a business owner, right? Years into it.
That's true.
You know, just as you grow or change or pivot or learn something new, or a hardship comes along, or COVID or something, you know,
we're often doing.
Yeah. So it's interesting, but it's brave. So, and it's amazing that you're really looking into providing some services, like you were saying, the more the medical side of the services, because our area doesn't have a lot of that and there's a need for it. So that's really amazing that you're looking at the community and seeing how your talents can serve the community. So that's great. I'm looking forward to watching you grow that service and helping people in that way. So that's great. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So I like to ask this question. Are there any like books or podcasts or things like that that you're currently into that are giving you inspiration, or even just for leisure?
You know, since I started into this industry, I've listened to a lot of permanent makeup podcasts. But prior to this, I listened to Jenna Kutcher, The Gold Digger, and she's just been very inspirational to me and growing my business. I've also, you know, taken the doing it scared from her too, and jumping into things and, you know, not fearing failure. So I do enjoy listening to her podcast.
And I do encourage any of our listeners who are thinking about trying out any of Sandy's services to check out her Facebook and Instagram page. She does a lot of before and after pictures, which are always interesting. I love looking at those. And from my own experience, you know, when I went in there, you did a lot of drawing lines on my face to make sure that you got the symmetry. My eyebrows are very uneven. And so, which I can tell right now looking at myself in the Zoom call, but you took your time and you put all these lines on your face. And I love the fact that you showed me that. You're like, hey, look at this. And you showed me the picture and all the lines on my face. That was super cool to see. But it was a really fun experience. And it's reminding me that I need to go. My brows touched up soon. So I encourage our listeners to go check you out. Yep. Yeah.
Thank you.
Is there anything that we haven't asked you that you want to tell our listeners before we wrap up? Do you have any events or specials or anything coming up?
No events. And I don't really have any specials coming up. I did do specials early on in the year, but I should do another special actually.
You have a referral program,
but right now. Oh, yes. So I do have a referral program through my business, and it's for current clients. So anybody who's been a current client, for each new referral that you send me, you do get $50 towards a future service, and you can, you know, split it up or clump it together and use it all together on one service. So that is my client referral program.
Excellent. That's worth it for sure.
Yeah. So everybody go get started, right? Be an initial customer so that you can come in on this referral program.
Yeah. And when you, not for a referral, but just for props, if you heard about Sandy B on this podcast and you make an appointment, be sure to tell her that that's where you heard it from. So she knows that, you know, she's getting her voice out there on the airwaves for sure.
You know, Sandy, one of the questions that I did not ask you is, what is the name of your business?
The name of my business is called Avante Artistry.
Perfect. Yeah. So it's funny. We just started talking and I never thought of that question.
Yeah. She said, she did say it in the beginning though. Yeah. She said No, that's okay. She did say it. So that's good. And that's where Sandy B is also her name on Instagram. And yeah. So, but remember, we'll have all those links in the show notes. So, all right. So I kind of interrupted you when I asked you the question and then I interrupted you if there was anything else you wanted to say. So just wanted to make sure you did, if you have any shout outs or anything like that before we wrap up. Anything else?
I think I'm good.
Okay. Awesome. Well, you are good. You're very good at what you do. And I'm looking forward to finding out where you move your space in a month or two. And I'll be following you on Instagram. And this was such a delight to have you on our show. And I really hope that our listeners are getting educated on some services that maybe they didn't know were provided in the area. So thank you so much for being on our show.
Oh, there is one more thing that I would like to mention. Newer service that I am offering, which I don't think a lot of people in town offer either, is called machine nano hair strokes. And it's similar to microblading, but the hair strokes, instead of created with a blade, it's created with a machine and needle, kind of like powder shading. But the hair strokes is created with a needle and it's not slicing into the skin. So there's going to be like less scar tissue and less trauma to the skin. And so people who are, you know, have been considering microblading, I would recommend nano hair strokes if they want that hair stroke look for the brows, because the results last longer and it's less traumatizing to the skin too. So that's something to take into consideration if you've been thinking about microblading.
Excellent. I have been thinking about that. So I'll have to talk to you more about that. So perfect.
Yes.
All right. Go ahead, Lisa.
It has been such a pleasure to meet you, Sandy, and to listen to what you do. I'm super excited about your services and what you're offering into the community, and really grateful that you have come on our show to share it with others. And we look forward to seeing you again in the near future.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, this was a pleasure. So Lansing, you heard it here. Now you know where to get your permanent makeup tattoos, your eyebrows done, and all kinds of new stuff. So check out Sandy Bauer and Avante. We've loved having you on here. So thank you so much for listening to our show and coming on an adventure with us and Sandy B. We release episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. You can find us at zediamedia.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And if you'd like to be a guest on our show, just like Sandy, you can also sign up for that at zediamedia.com. We hope you have a great day and go out and make it an adventure.
Grab your passport and join Lisa and Amy as they interview a huge variety of today's professionals. You can discover Adventures in Business at zediamedia.com or find it at your favorite podcast source. If you'd like to be a guest at our show, we dare you to go to zediamedia.com. That's zediamedia.com and sign up.
This is a Zedia Media production.